Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the ninth season of Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my beautiful and talented new co-host, Keita Roberts, also known as Girl Carnivore, because of her creative and colorful culinary expertise. Every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and things you can eat or read on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook, blogtalkradio.com, or my website, danschlossberg.net. Tonight, in the 352nd edition of Travel Itch Radio, our guest is Bridget Vaughn, Global Media Relations Director of Sonoma County, the heart of California wine country. Welcome, Bridget, to Travel Itch Radio.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for being here. This interview couldn't be much more timely. Let us congratulate you on Sonoma County winning the Wine Spectator Wine Region of the Year Award for 2019 and receiving your trophy at a black tie dinner just last week, January 27th, at the Palace of Fine Arts. If you were there, please tell us what that was like.
Let me tell you, Dan and Keita, it was just an amazing event. We are so blessed and that Sonoma County was really chosen as the wine region of the year. That was such an honor, and it was incredible to see so many amazing wine people in the world who really deserve to be honored as well. That was just incredible. Of course, it was a black tie, and let me tell you, there was wonderful wine to drink.
I bet there was. So, Bridget, the San Francisco Bay Area embraces 9 counties, and I believe that Sonoma is in the northwestern corner of that map.
Mm-hmm.
How close is it to the Golden Gate Bridge?
We are about 45 minutes north of the Golden Gate Bridge. You take the 101, and you're right breezing and land into Petaluma, which is the egg and the chicken and egg capital, actually.
The chicken and egg capital. That's adorable. Do most visitors arrive by car, and how many per year do you get?
We get probably over 10 million visitors per year, and yes, most of them arrive by car. But we do have our own regional airport, Charles M. Schulz Airport. Yes, that is the creator of the peanuts. And it's really incredible to fly in, because in 20 minutes you have the beverage of your choice in your hands.
Well, everybody talks about sustainable produce, but Sonoma walks the walk with 99% of its vineyard acreage certified sustainable. What exactly does that mean?
Well, actually, that means that our wine growers, 5 years ago, they came up with a pledge to have all our vineyards certified by a third party sustainable. And this sustainable is actually goes far beyond just the soil. It also includes, you know, taking care really of the people who work in the vineyards, who work the vineyards, the vines, and their families. So it's much more than just the soil. And let me tell you, if you drink Sonoma wine, you can be assured that you really drink a sustainable wine. And that is really, as I said, that's much more, that includes people who the families and everybody who works in the vines.
That leads well into my next question, which, what are the primary wines that come out of Sonoma, and how many wineries, breweries, and distilleries do you have?
Well, we have over 425 wineries who are open to the public. So, and if I talk, you know, primary wines, you probably have heard about, you know, the Gallos, you have heard about Candle Jacksons, you have heard about the different brands, which, you know, there are so many, which is hard for me to name. But actually, if you want to, what is important is that most of the wineries are really family owned. And I think this is, even you hear big names, rest assured that they are family standing behind, who are really interested in everybody who works on this in the winery. And beside of that, we have lots of breweries. and even distilleries and cideries. So beside of, you know, if you ask a winemaker, they will say you to create fabulous wine, you need a lot of great beer.
Well, I mean, I'm already like rooting for everybody these because I love all these wineries. But as the foodie in the room, I would also love to know about those food and wine pairings and how the farm to table options are in Sonoma.
Well, first of all, this farm to table, we just call it eating here in Sonoma County because that's what we have always been doing. And when you look at there are really a lot of wineries who offer wine and food pairings in their tasting rooms. And that means that you get most of the wineries even have their own gardens. So, and even the restaurants, if they don't have their own garden where they grow, they have their friend next door who grows for them. So you know when you eat in Sonoma County restaurants that everything is really coming from our area.
All right. Now, trick question. I hear that there is a brew produced by Russian River Brewing Company, Pliny the Younger. Is it actually only available for 2 weeks?
It really is. And Pliny the Younger, the release is actually tomorrow. And so they are in Santa Rosa, and they just opened up a new facility in Windsor, which is, you know, 10 miles away, which is much larger. But that's where you can even do a tour through the brewery, and you can see where everything really starts before it goes right into your glass. And Pliny, you can get all year round. You can get Pliny the Older. But for Pliny the Younger, people lining up right now.
What a fun name. Now, does Sonoma, so they do have guided tours of the brewery and distilleries, and as an avid cyclist, they do local bicycle tours too?
They do. We love, you know, people love the biking, and this area is very well known for the biking as well. And so how natural that we take our bikes to ride through the vineyards and visit not only breweries but also the wineries. And this is really, I mean, there are several companies who offer this, and it's a great way to explore.
Well, Bridget, I love late afternoon wine and cheese. But I bet that would be even better in Sonoma since the California Cheese Trail map runs right through the middle of the county. Please share.
Ooh, Dan, there is the, it's called California Cheese Trail, and we share this with our neighbor county called Marin. And there are so many creameries, especially when you go out towards the coast. That's typical dairy land, and you have cows, you have goats and sheep, and of course, natural, they produce milk, and there are so many different creameries. You can really download on your own phone a trail, and then you can see when are they open and when do they have tours. But I need to let you know that we have the end of March is the Artisan Cheese Festival here in Santa Rosa, and it's an for any cheese lover, highly, highly appreciated. You can go on Fridays to see, to do tours actually to the creameries. And then, of course, there are several events over that weekend. They pair with wine, they pair with beer, of course. It's really, it's an incredible, indulgent weekend.
And with your benign California climate and long growing season, aren't agriculture and farming really big in Sonoma? We hear there's a Sonoma County Farm Trails map visitors can follow.
There is actually. We do have lots of trails, of farms here. I have learned that, you know, when you come in August, people don't say, how are you doing? They say, how are your tomatoes doing? Because the tomatoes grow really well in Sonoma County. And, you know, it's you can not only go to individual farms, but if you want to go in spring, it's especially phenomenal to go because they have one event, which is, you know, all the farms open their doors, and it's called Blossoms, Bees, and Barnyard Babies. I think that's the name tells you all that, I mean, how can you not like when you see when you go to a farm and see little animal babies? I mean, it's really a super fun event for the whole family.
I mean, since I'm in California, you're planning my spring right now. It's going to be amazing. All right, so what about whale watching? Sonoma has a handsome Pacific coastline, and I hear great whale watching spots on the peninsula. So where is that, and what's that season like?
The season is right now. I mean, it's the winter time, and it depends when you come at the beginning of winter. That's when the whales go down towards Mexico. But right now, they're coming back up with their babies. So, and when you go out the Bodega Highway, in Bodega Head is actually a phenomenal place to really watch the whales coming by so close that you don't even need your binoculars, and you see them spouting right in front of you. That is just amazing.
Oh, I'm so excited. So Bodega Bay just had its annual chowder day, and people get to meet chefs and sample all the chowders. That's pretty fun.
It is super fun. I mean, it really is. You know how this is. Chefs are so competitive. So, I mean, you cannot just name however chowder you taste should be, and they create this. It is a phenomenal, really super fun event. Again, everything is very family friendly. So, no, even though you always think that, oh, there is maybe some wine or some beer involved, it is very family friendly, and Chowder Days is definitely one of them.
Oh, and now I've got a question about, see, I have a strong opinion about this, with the story of local crabs in Sonoma, crab cakes, crab sandwiches. I'm from the East Coast, so I'm curious about what you recommend as far as the local restaurants and the crabs that you can even bring home to eat.
Oh, Kita, I have to have you here because you will really, I mean, I want to hear your opinion after you try the local Dungeness crab, it's called. Dungeness crab season started in November, and it is just delicious. And you go out to the coast, you can get it right straight, obviously, from the ships. But there is, for example, wonderful restaurant called River's End, which is at the end of the Russian River going into the Pacific Ocean. And they have like a 5-course menu, all revolves around crab. And I mean, you can really feast yourself incredibly. But also we do have really like the shacks. I mean, and that's where you can just have a very low key. You sit very leisurely with lots of other people and in family style around and have chowder and, of course, crab cakes and the crab sandwiches.
I want to tell our listeners that you're listening to Travelitch Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Kita Roberts. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the archive show on Facebook. And our guest tonight is Bridget Vaughn of Sonoma County Tourism. Bridget, did we hear this right? Sonoma visitors can go on safari and sleep in a tent imported from Africa?
Oh, yes, Dan, you heard this right. Because Safari West, it's called. It's in the west part of the actually, it's east of Santa Rosa, and it's called Sonoma. It's called Safari West because they have lots of animals, and these animals roam around, and you can sleep overnight there. It's really this typical, you know, word what you hear, glamping. This is what you can do there. You can indulge and stay overnight. You, of course, you hear the animals roaming around, so don't be scared about it. And they have a beautiful restaurant. The tour is about 2.5 to 3 hours long, and you can bring your family. It's probably the kids have to be, I think they have to be over 4 just to, you know, because you don't stop on those 2.5 tours. And it's incredible. You sit in jeeps. You can sit all the way up. You have very high in the air. You have the giraffes coming so close. And, I mean, it almost feels like the animals are the ones who are roaming around free, and you are the ones who are really contained on your jeep. So it's a very fun way of exploring Sonoma County.
That's great. I'm an animal lover, too, and I would love to do that. You know, one thing that surprised me most about Sonoma was its Charlie Brown legacy. You mentioned that before. I don't mean the restaurant, but the cartoon character. Charles Schulz, creator of Peanuts characters, lived in Sonoma, and now there's a museum with the world's largest collection of Peanuts artwork, including animation and products dating back to the 50s. And you already mentioned the Sonoma Airport named after Charles Schulz. Tell us more about Peanuts in Sonoma.
The Peanuts in Sonoma, they are obviously well immersed. I mean, you arrive at the airport and you see immediately Lucy and some other characters in as little statues there. But and they are actually spread around the county. So wherever you go, you probably going to see some Peanut character around. The museum itself is really incredible in the way of if you are a peanut lover, I mean, that is a total must stop for you to go. But even for kids, you know, they have on the weekends, for example, you come and they have other caricaturists who give some lessons for kids if they want to. And they change the exhibitions like every couple of months. But you know what? Next door also, they have like an ice rink, because Charles Schulz, you know, he came from the cold area where from Minnesota, and he liked ice skating. So, and he was missing it, and he thought, you know what, I bring this to Sonoma County. So, and if you go to the Warm Puppy Cafe, you even see the table where Charles Schulz always sat.
And speaking of famous authors, writers, didn't Call of the Wild author Jack London also call Sonoma County home?
Yes, he did, actually. You know, he moved here to Glen Ellen, is the little town called, and moved up in the hills and started a farm there. It's called Beauty Farm. Now the whole park is called Jack London State Park, where you can go and see where with his wife, Charmaine, he had the cabin. You can visit the cabin where he wrote the books. You can go in. There is even like a little museum, which is not very, you know, it's definitely not a stuffy museum type. It's really incredible because it shows a lot of the memorabilia they brought home from their trip, from their travel. And you can even go on horseback riding. And let me tell you, when you come in summer, you can even get the chance to see Broadway Under the Stars performances. So that's a super fun way of, you know, not sitting somewhere inside, but really having a Broadway performance out in the vineyards.
Oh, and that's one of my favorite books of all time. So that sounds amazing. All right. So please tell us about some of the other museums or the can't-miss sites in Sonoma County. I know that there are several history museums and military museums, but you also have an art museum and a science museum and even a Native American museum?
We do. We do have, you know, there's a military and antique museum in Petaluma. But you do have, they have actually a lot of wedding, funny enough, wedding gowns. And we do have, at the airport, we have a plane museum. But you know what? We do even have, of course, an art museum, but the Charles Schulz Museum we talked about. But you know what? We do even have a wine tool museum, which is located in one of the wineries called Buena Vista. And we have the Indian Museum, which is all the way up in the northern part of Sonoma County. So there is, you know, Sonoma County is really well known for all their art. So no matter what, if it's performing art, if it's, you know, the classic art, you can imagine that a lot of this you find in Sonoma County.
Well, one source says Sonoma is an Indian name that means Earth Village. But another says it's a Wapo Indian name, Sonoma, for Redwood Place. Which is correct, Bridget, in your opinion?
You know, that's hard for me to answer because I don't want to give any false information. I don't know. But for sure, at the, you know, in the western part of Sonoma County, a lot of redwoods. So I lean towards that, but I don't know.
And speaking of those bucket list redwoods, Sonoma has plenty of them. It's one of the great natural attractions, along with the photogenic Pacific coastline and the Rosa Vineyards. Do you find people come for the scenery, the climate, the wine, or a little bit of everything?
You know what? They actually come for all of this. That's what we have learned over the years. So, but for sure, the scenery is a huge attraction. And, you know, we looking at when most visitors come, we can say that they come all year round, maybe a little bit more in the fall, but you know what? It's climate must be a big pull for them too. Well, the wine, well, just answer, I think, just ask yourself why you would come. And so I think it's like it's melted all together. And I think this is what first and foremost is that everything is really very laid back here.
We're talking to Bridget Bond of Sonoma County, California. Bridget, is Sonoma's county climate like San Francisco's, cool and wet from fall to spring, but windy and foggy during the summer? When I was there last October, I experienced quite a bit of fog on my morning drive to San Francisco.
You know, the funny part is that once you, especially in summer, you heard Mark Twain said he had never experienced a colder summer. No, what was it? A colder winter than a summer in San Francisco. And so when you come during the summer months in San Francisco, it's super foggy. The moment you drive over the Golden Gate Bridge, boom, and the blue sun is out, the blue sky is out. So we are along the Russian River. It's called Russian River Resort Area. This has been traditionally the weekend escape or for the summer months, especially for San Franciscans. But if you come, my favorite time is actually in November or even, you know, January, February, because it's, you know, it's warm, but it's not hot. And it's, you know, you have the blue sky, you have this, this really juicy green. This is what I really like. But there is no bad time to come, actually, because, you know, even, you know, you go springtime, you have these wonderful flowers out there, especially along the coast. All the white flowers go crazy. You come in summer, of course, you know, I mean, the all this abundance of fruits and vegetable out there, this is just incredible. So I would say there is no bad time to come.
Now, I know that I get asked this a lot, and I'm sure our listeners are wondering when they're planning this trip to Sonoma, but how well has the area recovered from last year's wildfires?
So the last year's wildfires, I'm glad that you're asking this, they were in a very remote area all the way in the north part of Sonoma County. So it was not in a residential area at all, and it was on the hills where you have all these brushes underneath the trees. And that was where the fires were. So they were not at all hitting any of the cities or any of the towns in Sonoma County, and we were very fortunate.
Well, I know Sonoma has a great railroad legacy, and I love trains, but some of your tracks are now hiking trails. That being said, do most visitors drive, they fly, and can they get there by train or no?
They can get by train because there is one train coming from not directly from San Francisco. You have to take the ferry over to Larkspur, and then you can go on the so-called smart train. And the smart train drops and you're off at three different locations in Santa Rosa.
Oh, that's good. That's the Sonoma Marin Area Rapid Transit, SMART. That's right. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it just started a couple of years ago, didn't it?
Yeah, it started a couple of years ago, and they have plans to extend because at this time the final stop is at the airport in Santa Rosa, but they have plans to extend all the way further north.
And on the subject of trains, what is the Sonoma Train Town Railroad?
That is cute that you're asking this because that is really an old little Sonoma train town for kids, actually, where, you know, it has very, it has like a little steam train which runs around and mostly really for kids and not for, it doesn't, you're not getting far with that train.
You haven't seen me yet. All right. So we need to let listeners know the difference between Sonoma and Napa. This kind of feels like the Sharks and the Jets. Isn't it fair to say so that you actually exceed Napa's great harvest by a considerable amount?
You know, first and foremost, I would say it's the landscape and it's the size, actually. I do not even want to go that way talking about the grapes because we know there are so many fantastic wines out there. But Sonoma County is more than double the size of Napa. So that said is really that we have the same amount of wineries, but you know what? Our area is much more spread out and you have much more, you know, room to roam around. We have the coast, we have the redwoods. So it would be unfair to go and say it's not easy to compare because they are just very, very different.
Okay, we won't go grape by grape, but we would be remiss if we didn't ask about Sonoma's rich historical legacy. Didn't the Russian River get its name not from that Russian water, but from the early settlers?
That's right. It got it from the early settlers because if you go out at the coast, for example, there is one area, there is a settlement. It's called Fort Ross, And this is where the Russians came all the way to trade their furs for fresh fruits and vegetables.
And Sonoma scenery, by the way, is indeed gorgeous and appears in many movies, including It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, The Birds, American Graffiti, Nowhere to Run, Peggy Sue Got Married, and way back when, Holiday Inn. Care to add any more?
Well, actually, one of the famous one is from Alfred Hitchcock is The Bird, and that was filmed all the way at the Bodega Bay area. But there is a tiny town which is called Only Bodega. That's a little bit inland, and that's where the church was. Is located, which actually Alfred Hitchcock made it look like it's right on the water.
Well, I've got to tell you, The Birds was the only movie that ever gave me nightmares.
I understand this. But you know what? When you're here and you hear The Birds, I fully understand why, where he came from and why he got, so to speak, encouraged to do that movie. And he was a big wine lover.
That's for sure. I did know that. And I also wanted to ask you, speaking of wine, tell us about the best wines that come out. I know Zinfandel is one of them.
Zinfandel is one of them. Of course, the area, Russian River, is very well known for the Pinot Noirs. So, but you have also Pinot Noirs. They can grow out at the coast. So try next time, make sure that you look on the label and you see if it says Russian River or if it says Sonoma Coast. Buy both and try them side by side so you can really taste the difference. And you have, if you go all the way to Alexander Valley, that's where it's much warmer in that area versus, you know, where the Russian River is. It's foggier because the Pinot Noir grapes, they don't like when it's the whole day shining on them, and in the night it's still warm. So that's why they need the fog. If you go to Alexander Valley, that's where you can find this really nicely meaty, dark, bold, chocolatey-tasting Cabernet Sauvignon.
Sounds really good. And before we close up, we just want to add that hiking, biking, and cycling are great ways to see Sonoma. And there are even books called Guide to Hiking in Sonoma County and Guide to Cycling in Sonoma County. And there's a great website that Bridget will supply.
Our website is sonomacounty.com. You can find, hopefully, lots of inspiration. There are lots of ideas on what to do, where to go. You, for example, if you want to do only if you come for a day, if you come for 3 days, if you want to do wine, if you want to do wine breweries, if you are not at all into any of the beverages, what else can you do? You know, we have zip line, for example, through the Redwoods. It's incredible. Or don't forget that you can kayak. You can, as I said, we love biking, but we love hiking as well. There are lots of over 60 regional parks. Make sure that you bring some good shoes for walking, because I'm sure that you will enjoy doing this here.
Oh, it sounds like paradise. Our special guest tonight has been Bridget Vaughn, Global Media Relations Director of Sonoma County. Thank you so much for being our guest on Travel Itch Radio this evening.
Kita and Dan, thank you so much for having me on. I would love and really encourage you to come and enjoy Sonoma County. We have so much to explore.
That'll be great, and I'm going to take you up on that invitation. Kita's a little closer. I'm in New Jersey, but someday I'm going to get out there again soon.
See you soon, Dan.
Thank you. Thank you, Bridget. Thank you, Kita. And listeners, with Valentine's Day and baseball spring training just a week away, how about a sweet gift that is cheaper than flowers and just as sweet? My book, The New Baseball Bible, an unorthodox illustrated history that's not only the most unusual baseball book ever published, but costs less than a sawbuck. Such a deal. Order on Amazon.com today as a gift for your favorite baseball fan or yourself or for Valentine's Day. And that's it for this edition of Travel Itch Radio. Next week, on the night before Valentine's Day, we'll talk to Tyler Herrick, general manager of the Queensbury Hotel, a member of Historic Hotels of America in Glens Falls, New York. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg, along with my terrific new partner, Kita Roberts, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.